Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. We're a project of the Florida Aviation Network. And today we're talking with a young man, Rich Owen, who is a seniors contest manager. He's a Delta pilot, and he's out today flying without power, I guess you would say. He's soaring there in the Senior Soaring Championship. Tell us a little bit about that, Rich.
Well, good afternoon, Obi. We've had a great time out here at the Seminole Lake Glider Port. We have 60 contestants in from all over the United States. The furthest person actually came in from California. We have Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have quite a few people from the Northeast, although we did have a few people from the Northeast that had to cancel because a snowstorm interrupted their travel plans to Florida.
Well, we talked about this, Rich, in November, and we're talking about the setup time before and the work. This is actually a labor of love and a year-long project. It doesn't just happen because there are people from all over the world or all over the United States that come down to the seniors. Why is it called the seniors, by the way?
Well, the seniors, we invite pilots that are 55 years and older to get into the contest. You have to be ranked in the United States as a racing pilot. So only the top pilots in the last 3 years get to come to the contest. Well, we allow 60 people into the contest, and we had 77 people sign up. So we had to turn some folks away. This is the largest contest in the United States of a single class outside of the World Championships.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the term a minute ago. You said racing pilot?
Yes. We take our gliders and we'll fly anywhere between 100 and 180 miles in a day down here in Florida. We'll cover that distance in roughly 2.5 hours. We normally launch down here around 12:30 and land about 3.5 hours later. It takes us about an hour to get the 60 aircraft airborne.
Okay, so as I understand, you have a specific course to go over, and you also are racing against time. Is that what you're telling me then?
That's correct. We use a global positioning system through a series of turn points around the state, and the fastest person around all the turn points wins the race. It's not like in Reno where people are just pushing the throttles up and going faster. What we have to do is glide, find lift, and then climb, and then glide again and find lift, and we kind of go up and down to go over the long distance without any power or burning any fuel.
All right, you started this off Saturday, the 9th, I guess, of March, and you practice that day. What are they practicing? Are they getting the lay of the land and sort of getting landmarks, or what?
On the practice day, we go out and we actually exercise the entire process of the contest. We have a pilot's meeting. We go over all the rules in the pilot's meeting. We put the aircraft in their assigned launching spots. The launching spots are actually drawn by lottery, and then we just change them by about 20% every day. So if you're in the first person airborne, then the next day you actually go back to the back of the line. And then we launch the aircraft, so it's a process where we also do a little bit of practice for the tow pilots, where they're launching 60 aircraft in about an hour.
Our ground. Wow, and if you folks would like to see that from at home, somebody did a time-lapse video of that. It's on Facebook, so if you would just go there and look at it. It's a tremendous sight to see, but they've got several days more that they could see that again. So you were in good competition on Sunday, so I guess you had kicked it off there, and Monday I guess Tuesday you had a little bit of rain, and I guess you got to breathe it just a little bit there. Is it too early to say who's in the lead or anything like that, or do you have groups of people in the lead or what?
No, actually, right now there's a pilot by the name of Carl Stredek. He lives in Pennsylvania, right around the State College area. He is a multiple national champion winner and has flown in several world championships as part of the U.S. Soaring Team, and he's in first place right now. We have a Belgian pilot right now that's in third place, and then we also have a pilot from New York is in second place. And all three of these pilots that are in the top positions have either been on the U.S. team or, in the case of our Belgium pilot, he was on the Belgium national team this past year since the Worlds were held in Texas, in Uvalde, Texas.
Now, when you're talking about the teams in the world, is this like a soaring Olympia? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. The nations get together and they nominate anywhere between one and two of the best soaring pilots in the country, and they meet at the world competition. It lasts for 3 weeks. They fly every day that the weather is soarable. In Uvalde, Florida, the average race averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 to 350 miles, and they
would
cover those miles in about 4 hours.
Well, you know, from a power plane standpoint, this is just really amazing. So if you are a pilot and you are interested in soaring and the competition, by all means, try to make it out this week. But I guess if you go one step further, if you'd like to learn more about it, I guess y'all teach or somebody can get experience or some training there at the Gliderport. Is that correct? After the convention, naturally.
Yes, Seminole Lake Gliderport is a commercial glider port, so we provide sailplane rides. We do instruction that ranges from private pilot to advanced soaring certificates and certified flight instructor for gliders. It's a great time to come out. This is the best season for us, and our average flights here in Florida right now, where you can normally go down the Sebring and Fort Myers, Florida, and back up to Orlando or up north, we'll go to the Florida-Georgia border or back.
Wow, that's just really amazing. I tell you what, Rich, we're going to take a short break here for just a minute. And folks, this is Obi Young with Managing Safety. I'm speaking with Rich Owen, who is at the Soaring Society of America Seniors Championship in Claremont, Florida. Did I say that right then, Rich? Okay. We'll be back with you in just a minute.
Senior Soaring Championship. We have to sit there and honor our pilots that are 55 years and older.
Okay. And we'll be back with the seniors in just a minute. Y'all stay tuned.
Now let's rejoin Obi Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
And we're back again. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and we're speaking with Rich Owen, who is at the SSA. It's the Senior Soaring Championship in Claremont, Florida, and we were talking about the activities out there. It sounds like a lot of fun. And we were talking about some of these people from all over the United States, but there's also some young people involved in this. Tell us a little about the youth participation.
Yes, Obi, we have the Civil Air Patrol cadets from Central Florida. They're out there on a encampment, and they're our ground crews. So what they do is, as the aircraft are being pushed down to the starting line, what we call the grid, they help out the pilots and make sure they don't run into another aircraft and help the pilots maneuver their aircraft into their starting position. They also, when the tow planes are coming up, they hook up the tow lines to the aircraft and run wings. Obviously, a sailplane only has one main landing gear, so if you didn't run a wing, the wing would be dragging on the ground. So the Civil Air Patrol cadets are getting a firsthand look at competitive soaring. They come and fly with us. Some of them get their training. The Florida wing down here actually has some sailplanes. They do training. They have their own instructors, own aircraft. So it really works out for the young people, and I think they enjoy it a lot.
You know, we were talking about that the other day at the CAP Wing conference. The Civil Air Patrol is the largest single-engine Cessna fleet in the United States, but they're now beginning to look at cost and learning to fly, and they're expanding in the sailplane. So we're so happy that you're working with them there. Speaking about young people and learning to fly in competition, on the break there, you were mentioning something about reaching out to young people with some type of competition.
Yes, throughout the United States every year, there's lots of competitions for the racing pilots in the United States. The one thing that we look at is what can we do to bring more young people into the sport, and also how can we bring more young people into the sport of soaring. So we're having a junior contest that will be held in Seminole Lake Gliderport in the mid-June time frame next year. So we're going out to all the SSA clubs throughout the United States. We'll make the cost very reasonable for the people to come in. And all we're doing is basically trying to provide a venue for the kids to come out with the gliders that they have in their clubs, and in a competition environment, have a lot more fun in soaring.
Okay, let me get this straight. In 2014, the seniors, what's going on now, will be happening again in Claremont. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have it usually the second Saturday in the month of March is when the seniors are.
And what we're talking about doing now is adding in June another competition for the juniors. Is that correct? In 2014.
That's correct. We'll have.
Okay, we'll be sure and put it on our network calendar then. And if you would send me an email later on, and we'll make sure that we carry that also and try to get somebody out covering that. We see that we've got a few days left before the 16th, but let's talk a little bit about the winners and prospective winners and. Where is the banquet going to be, or how are these awards going to be made, that kind of stuff?
Well, the banquet is going to be at the Mission Inn Golf Resort in Howie in the Hills, Florida. We invite all the competitors, but we also take all of our volunteers and give them a great dinner up there on us because they gave up their week at home. They provided excellent service for us, and we feel like we owe it. We have three trophies that go to the winners. Last year, the a former world champion from the U.S. soaring team finished in first place. Carl Stredek, who's currently in first right now, he finished second last year. Chip Gardner from Albuquerque, New Mexico, finished third last year. And right now, he's flying a new aircraft, and he's doing very well. To tell you the difference how close this competition is, the difference between 1st and 15th right now is less than 1 mile an hour over
wow.
a 130-mile course.
Between the 1st and the 15th, less than 1 mile an hour?
It's very close. It's all up in the air.
Wow.
So we'll have at least two really good days of soaring, and tomorrow looks like it may or may not be a soaring day because obviously safety is our prime consideration. In gliding, in soaring racing, to go cross-country, we really need to be operating above 2,500 to 2,800 feet. So if we're getting to 4,000 and 5,000 feet, we're gliding 10 to 15 miles. But if we're only getting to about 3,300 feet, then all we're going to be doing is gliding maybe 3 to 5 miles before we have to find another climb. And that's not really safe. So that's why we canceled today. It was very windy, and we weren't getting any higher than about 3,300 feet.
Well, you know, you talk about the cadets out there providing safety there and the pilots providing safety and then the soaring here and the weather by all means. You know, so it's good to see that it is a safe sport and recreation, something everybody would like to see, I'm sure. But one thing we talked about before the break was that somebody wanted to learn a little bit more about this, they can't make it out this week. I think you have a website there for the airport and also a telephone number if you'd like to share that.
Certainly. When you go on the website, it is soarfl.com. So if you remember, soarflorida.com. You can also go on the Soaring Society of America's website. It is ssa.org, and they have a website which is excellent. It'll show you where to fly. It'll tell you what the requirements are to get a license. If you're a licensed power pilot, it basically takes you 3 days to learn how to soar and get your rating. So it's a very easy process. For us out here at Seminole Lake Gliderport, our telephone number is 352-394-5450. And they operate Tuesday through Sunday from about 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, and for more information, by all means, go to the website, call the phone number. This is OB Young with Managing Safety. We've been talking with Rich Owen, who is the seniors contest manager. You know, that just makes you sound old.
Yeah. Well, to say the truth, the oldest competitor that we have in the competition this year is Mr. Bob Harvey, and he's 87 years young.
87 years young. Rich, it's been a pleasure, as always, talking with you. I'm sorry I didn't get to make it out. I was tied up with the CAP convention, but we did talk about you, and I'm sure Bob had a big time out there. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, and looking forward to next March with the seniors and also June with the juniors, June and the juniors in 2014. And you've got a few days to go before the big turnout, which is on the 16th, so the people can still make it out this week. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll be out here until Saturday at about 4 o'clock, and after that we'll land, and then we'll head to Mission Inn.
All right.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you about soaring.
Okay, and this is OB Young with Managing Safety, wishing you blue skies and tailwinds. Bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.